New York City Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch announced a three-part transit plan for the subway to make people feel safe during her State of the NYPD address on Thursday. Tisch shared that overall index crime was down in 2024, including murder by 3.6%, robbery by 2.3%, and burglary by 5.7%. NYPD stats also show crime was down 17% in January 2025. Part one of the commissioner's plan is already in action. That's the redeployment of 200 officers to subway trains and platforms. 2 months ago, I re-examined our existing transit deployment and found entirely too many cops were posted at subway entrances, mezzanines and turnstiles, and not enough were on the trains and the platforms where 78% of transit crime actually occurs, Commissioner Tisch said. Tisch says, even though crime stats are down in New York City, people don't feel safe. She says having more officers on subway trains will allow officers to correct issues as they arise. The idea behind this initiative, frankly, is to not only make our riders safer, but also to make them feel safer, Commissioner Tisch said. Part two focuses on expanding mental health training and matching services with enforcement when necessary, addressing the need for care in mental health crises. Our subway trains and platforms are not homeless shelters. They are not psychiatric hospitals, and as a city, we have a moral duty to provide services to people who need them, Commissioner Tisch said. And part three of her plan, Commissioner Tisch pledges to create a quality of life division within the police department that will handle low-level quality of life crimes, such as public urination, aggressive panhandling, unruly street vending, and abandonment of vehicles. She argues that these smaller crimes make people in the community feel unsafe and can lead to bigger issues and crimes. Tisch said the logistics of plans are still being finalized and they will continue rolling out the initiatives and tweaking them in the coming months.